Exclusive Jeff Sessions, Why Bring Foreign Workers to U.S. When 30 Million Americans Are Jobless. By John Binder on May 4, 2020. United States Senate candidate Jeff Sessions says there is no shortage of American labor, calling out lawmakers and their corporate friends for supporting a continued flow of foreign workers to the U.S. to take jobs in the midst of mass unemployment. In an exclusive interview with Alexander Marlowe on SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Daily, Sessions said it is critical that lawmakers defend the interests of unemployed Americans who have been laid off due to forced business closures spurred by the Chinese coronavirus crisis. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Breitbart News Daily, Jeff Sessions, May 4, 2020. We have 30 million unemployed, we don't have jobs in the United States, Sessions said. There are no jobs now. We'll lay off more people this week than we did last week. Why would we bring in foreign workers to take jobs when we don't have jobs for the American people? Sessions asked. What theory is it that they're operating under when they try to justify such a policy position? It's certainly not in the interest of the American people. It's in the interest of their corporate friends and some ideology that they adhere to. So I do think that it's time for this Congress to deliver on its promises that the president made in the campaign. Sessions said more Republican lawmakers must be stepping up to the plate to take on China, holding the communist regime accountable for wrecking the U.S. economy. A select committee in the House and Senate, Sessions said, ought to be formed to determine the truth behind China's role in spreading the coronavirus to the world. Where are the rest of the Republicans? Where are they? I mean, this is a big issue, Sessions said. This party owes it to the American people to defend our interests, American interests. And I don't think there's been near enough action. I would think the first thing we need to do is to rally the people who understand the significance of this and have what I call for is a select committee to study this pandemic and how it started, Sessions continued. We did that after the attack on Pearl Harbor, where House and Senate appoint select members of Congress, and the charge is what did China know and what did they do? When did they act on it or not, and did they lie about it? The world needs to know. As Breitbart has reported, existing U.S. legal immigration law greatly benefits China. Visa programs such as the EB-5 visa for wealthy foreign investors, the F-1 student visa, and J-1 visas allow about 180,000 Chinese nationals to enter the country every year in addition to the 60,000 to 70,000 Chinese nationals who secure green cards annually. There are nearly 500,000 Chinese students in the U.S. in any given year, more than any other nation, taking seats in university classrooms and looking to eventually obtain optional practical training, OPT, authorization to take entry-level jobs in white-collar professions. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.